Everyday Life with Guardsmares, Chapter 10, Part 2. The corporal was tucked into bed and half asleep. By the foolish giggles coming from three doors over, she didn't have to worry that the other two members of her squad were going to have trouble reconciling after their argument. One thing was certain though, this was, by far, the most bizarre bodyguard assignment Honorbound had ever had. By all accounts, the Royal Engineer spent most of his day doing paperwork. Yet on day one, he'd sent his unicorn home drenched in sweat. And on day two, his Pegasus had collapsed in tears. So what prospects did tomorrow hold for her, his Earth pony? Well, only time would tell. It was just before 8 o'clock in the morning. The other two soldiers in Corporal Bound's little squad were still fast asleep when she'd gotten up that morning and trotted off for a quick breakfast in the chow hall. And when she'd returned and got dressed for duty, they were still asleep. Glamour Spear must have kept Sparkshower out pretty late telling stories about her various salt licks. Maybe she'd even veered into war tales and shared how she'd earned herself the Silver Horns of the Order of the Ram. That medal had certainly caught Honor's attention when they'd all moved in. There had been all kinds of grumbling and cussing coming from Glamour Spear's room, as she'd struggled to fit her sizable wardrobe into the meager storage furniture of her bedroom. How had she even fit all of that into her duffel bag in the first place? Was it unicorn magic? Well, whatever the reason, it took her almost an hour to unpack. By the time she'd finished, Honorbound was already back from the commissary and reading a magazine in the easy chair. But when things had finally calmed down, she looked over into Glamour Spear's room and watched the specialist place the silver ram on her writing desk as the final piece. It was a little surprising that Lieutenant Vi hadn't mentioned when she'd introduced the specialist. Actually, the lieutenant hadn't really mentioned any of their war records. Maybe she just decided to keep things simple for the alien Royal Engineer with little knowledge of equestrian history. Or maybe, Celestia had simply asked her to keep the ceremony brief. It had been an extremely short introduction, overall, and the typical VIP liked to hear the lieutenant extol the virtues of each guard and relate to every combat action they've been in. For the VIP, it let them know when to have the guards themselves repeat those same stories for the guests on command. The more decorated and veteran the guard's pony, the greater the prestige for the socialite VIP who like to show off. But so far, the Royal Engineer didn't seem to like that kind of VIP. Upon reflection, it was a bit of a wasted opportunity for a Centurion of the Ram. Some pony else would have made better use of her prestige. Honor found herself standing before Anonymous's doors. She reached up to knock, and based on Glamour Spear and Sparkshower's reports, she fully expected him to be in the middle of either breakfast or paperwork at this hour.
"Enter."
The reply from within seemed muffled, distant, and maybe even a bit curt. She worked the handle and pushed open the door.
"Corporal Honorbound reporting for duty."
The Royal Engineer was nowhere to be seen.
"Sir."
A half-eaten croissant and an unfolded newspaper sat on his dining table. Anonymous called out from the far side of the movable partition wall that divided off the private area of his chambers.
"Don't get comfortable, Corporal. I'm just getting ready to go out."
He seemed upset, and she could only hope that it had nothing to do with last night. But could Glamour Spear's original read have been right after all? Anonymous stalked out from behind the partition, wearing his dress pants and adjusting the cuffs of his shirt.
"It's absolutely appalling, isn't it?"
Honor allowed herself to blink in confusion.
"This couldn't have been about the theater, could it?"
The Royal Engineer sat down on the sofa and slipped on his shoes, bending over to tie them.
"Sir?"
He nodded towards the newspaper.
"Haven't you read the news? Go, take a look for yourself."
Honor stepped over to his dining table and took a peek at the front page. The headline read, "All clear after Bits Mount scare." Apparently, there had been a tunnel collapse in the Bits Mount silver mine yesterday afternoon. But the story explained that the miners were trapped for less than 3 hours before a special Royal Guard emergency team got them out safe and sound. So, why did Anonymous sound so upset?
"I don't understand, sir."
She turned around to face the Royal Engineer, who was already standing over at his desk, hurriedly scrabbling through his papers.
"The mine collapse, Corporal. Doesn't it shock you?"
She shook her head in confusion.
"Mines do sometimes collapse, sir, and the article says that no pony was hurt."
Anonymous continued to look down at his papers while he spoke to her.
"There are 46 active—"
He abruptly stopped and tilted his head, before reaching over and lifting up a paper on his desk and looking down at the ledger book underneath.
47 active silver mine shafts in Equestria. And the 5 shafts at Bits Mount accounts for half of all mine collapses recorded in the past 2 years.
He stopped as if that settled the issue, but the corporal still had no idea where he was going with this. She looked back at the newspaper and tried to read it for clues.
The article mentions a tremor was felt just before the collapse, but isn't that just an unstable region?
Still going through his papers, the Royal Engineer answered her.
It's a reasonable assumption, but there are 7 mine shafts just outside of town with different owners. They produce less valuable ores, probably due to tapping weaker veins, but none of them had a single collapse since they opened.
The Royal Engineer looked up at her with a stern expression.
Bitsmount has had 10 tunnel collapses in the past 2 years alone.
She was not quite sure where he was going with this, but his apparent willingness to indulge her curiosity was surprising and refreshing. Anonymous grabbed a portfolio and stuffed the papers he'd gathered into it.
Do you know what the greatest day-to-day operating expenses of a mine are?
He held up one finger.
The first, at least for a large mine, is wages.
Putting down the portfolio, he turned around and grabbed his suit jacket from the coat rack in the corner, slipping it over his arms.
But the second greatest is timber.
He strode over to a mirror on the wall beside the door, pulled a necktie out of his pocket, flipped his collar up, and began to tie it.
Timber is what shores up mine shafts against collapse. Timber is the first thing a mine owner can skimp onto to save costs, using weaker cuts of inferior wood or instructing the workers to spread out the supports too thinly to be safe. And according to last year's public account records, the timber loads going into Bitsmount Mine are all out of proportion with the amounts of silver hauled out of there.
With his time made, the Royal Engineer paused and stared at himself in the mirror with a look of concern on his face. It was almost a scowl.
Here in Equestria, you have the luxury of unicorn magic to dig miners out of collapses before they can suffocate or die of thirst or even drown in flooded tunnels. But back in my world, greed and poor safety standards killed them by the hundreds.
The Royal Engineer looked over at her.
I've made it my goal to industrialize Equestria, and it will take a lot of sweat and hard work, but there are about to be a lot more mineshafts in Equestria digging out coal and iron, and I refuse to let you ponies pay for that in blood.
He was serious. She was a little impressed.
If you think Bitsmount is skimping on supports, sir, then what are you going to do about it?
The Royal Engineer walked back to his desk and picked up his portfolio, and then glanced at the lighthouse clock in the middle of the room.
Day court begins in an hour, but Princess Celestia hears from members of her Privy Council from now until then. So since that's the case, I'm going to ask her to issue me a warrant of inspection for the mine, and a summons for the mine's owner, Galloway Bitsmount, to appear for an inquest at day court.
He brushed himself off, making some final adjustments to his outfit.
Then we'll arrange transportation, get the mine plans from the archives, get the land survey and some tools from Ordnance, visit a few other palace departments for some sundries, and with luck, we'll be off there first thing to deliver the writ tomorrow morning.
Okay, now she was more than a little impressed. This is the 6th very important pony she'd been assigned to as a bodyguard since she decided to enter the service. She'd escorted visiting dignitaries, barons and counts, accomplished magicians, and even a retiring general of the Royal Guard, the rich and famous of Equestria and beyond. But it seemed that the Royal Engineer was the first one who wouldn't be spending all of his time idling around with his social equals, sipping bourbon and smoking pipes. He'd forgotten about something, though.
It almost sounds a little dangerous, sir.
Anonymous, Royal Engineer, looked at the corporal and lifted a single eyebrow.
You'll definitely want to arrange for all 3 of your bodyguards to accompany you tomorrow.
He nodded.
I'll contact Lieutenant Violetta first thing after we speak to Her Majesty. Come on, let's go.
I'm starting to get the idea that Anon is appealing to all 3 of his guards, and him being a much different and better VIP helps that idea a hell of a lot. Now let's get on to our superb donators. Top donators Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J. Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Crucii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Delta Omega, RuneCypher9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Enderai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Zach Krakow, Mr. ECU, Leslie Prickett, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, and Just Random Boy. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.